Shalom, brothers and sisters. Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This week, I will be speaking to us. I will be sharing the word of God to us. I pray that these words will establish our hearts, will also nurture our hearts, and perfect our hearts as we wait to see the Lord in His coming. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I would like to share with us thoughts from Ephesians chapter 4. I'm speaking on a worthy vocation. A worthy vocation. We want to look at how God saved us, called us, and invited us to His kingdom to serve. So if we see Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. As said earlier, we are speaking on a worthy vocation. Of course, we're saved to serve. When God saved us from slavery, because we were slaves to sin, while we were in the kingdom of darkness, we were never free. We thought that because we were doing the things we were doing, we were free. No, we are only acting under the influence of another master, a strange master, a tax master, like it was to the children of Israel in Egypt. We are compelled by some wrong passions to do the things we would not want to do. They were not noble to us. That's why Paul said that the things I want to do, I find myself not doing them. The ones I do not wish to do, that's the thing I want to do. Why? Because we were enslaved by sin. The powers of darkness was working in our members, but it pleased the King of Kings, just as by a mighty hand He saved the children of Israel, whom the enemy Pharaoh would not allow to go. Pharaoh kept giving them options, alternatives, told Moses, why don't you allow some persons to go while others stay? Why don't you allow these people serve their master, their new master, right here in Egypt? But Moses refuted and said, all will go, and not only all, but we will not remain, none one will remain in Egypt to carry out the service for God. We will serve our God in the land that He has given to us. The same way, when Jesus came to save us from our sin, He saved us and did not allow us to go our own way. If He had allowed us to go our own way, perhaps we would seek occasion to go back to slavery. Rather, or otherwise, the enemy would have come and also capture us once again, this time into intense slavery and torture. So it pleased the Lord, having saved us, He reached out the hand of invitation to us to be enrolled into His army as soldiers of Christ. And I know that most of us, when we hear soldiers of Christ, we could say, no, I'm a son of God. I don't want to go through the rigorous training of a soldier. But however, I want you to understand something, that in the kingdom where we are, there are certain things that are prevalent, certain terms. We love to hear things like victory. we are victorious. We love to hear things like we are overcomers. We love to hear things like we are more than conquerors. Conqueror. We are triumphant. Yes, these things are anthem in the kingdom of God. However, they come at a cost. You must fight. So if we must fight, we cannot fight as mere civilians. Because who the people we are contending with, they are not what we can see. Paul, in the last chapter, concluding the letter to the Ephesians, said, "Finally, brethren," Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, "my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So there is need for us to be a soldier, to be able to contend with these forces that Paul mentioned. So we must be ready and willing to serve. It is better than being in the dungeon of the wicked, of our taxmaster. Here, Christ is not a taxmaster. He's calling us to render a noble service, to fight for the kingdom. It's a just cause we are fighting for. So he didn't allow us to carry out our own free will as we wish to, but he called us into a vocation which is noble. And we are called to fight side by side with Christ himself. He is the King of Kings. Don't be afraid. He never loses a battle. He has never lost a battle before. He will never lose a battle before again at all. Amen. So remember that all powers has been given to him, and he's extending his hands of invitation to mere men like us, slaves, those who were aliens. We are without hope, we had no ambition. But now he's giving us an opportunity. This is a worthy vocation indeed. Hallelujah. So indeed, we have to fight. And we cannot fight, as I said earlier, as civilians. We have to fight as soldiers. So that's why we're enrolled into the army, to be soldiers of the cross. Paul called this, considered it a good fight. So he said, "I have fought a good fight of faith." So indeed, it's a good fight. We must contend for the faith. Every man that comes to God has something to contend with. So God is the one that is giving us and showing us our enemy. He's showing us, he has a clue, because he has gone ahead to fight. Our master has gone ahead to fight, and then he understands the battlefront. And so he tells us who our enemy is, because we might be deceived by the enemy. He comes in a camouflage, he comes camouflaging, trying to let us think that our brother, our sisters, they are our enemies. But that's not true. Paul had let us understand in our text that we have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we have one common goal. And he said we should walk, ensure that we have the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. We should come together to fight a common cause. It's one just cause that we are fighting, and we have one common enemy. So we should not be ignorant of the weapons, the devices, the tactics of the enemy. So the Lord Jesus who understands the battlefront, who has gone ahead of us before, gives us clues so that we are not ignorant, so we are not fighting the battle blindly, and we are sure of victory. Amen. Well, how lovely this is to have a clue of and be sure that you're going to win the battle. Amen. So, and now, and where we are fighting, he comes, he doesn't allow us to go and fight ourselves. He fights alongside with us, and also he gives us his armor. That's where our victory lies. That's where the power lies. That's where the strength lies. So he gives us the armor, and we are to use it to withstand the enemy. Hallelujah. So just like David, this is what this armor has been proven. That's what he used in this, in defeating this enemy, and that's why he's giving them to us. Because he's the same old serpent, he's the same old enemy. He has not changed, he will not change. So also the weapons will not have to, we don't have to change the weapon, we don't have to modernize it. It's the very same weapon. So we can use that against him, and we will have our victory. So as we proceed, we are going to see the quality of a soldier of Christ, and we're going to compare characters in the Old Testament, especially men like David and his army, and also that of Christ and his army, and see how they had their victory and how they were worthy of their vocation. And also we can see how we should be worthy of our vocation, and we should also be good soldiers. There's one thing that is so lovely about fighting alongside with Christ. He gives us an army, armor. In one of this armor is the helmet of salvation. And in this helmet, there is an emblem. You know, on an helmet, you usually have this emblem. But this emblem on our own helmet is called hope. It is that's why you hear the hope of our salvation. And what is it? When we fight to the end of the battle and get the victory, we should be able to, you know, bring it out from our head, and then we drop it at the feet of Jesus, and then he will give us the crown of victory, the crown which is the crown of life. Amen. That is the prize that we are looking up to. And that crown will have stars in them. I pray that we will endure and fight with Christ till the end. The Lord bless you as we continue this week to look at the noble and worthy vocation that we are called to. Shalom.